DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm like in a dream right now. It's unbelievable. I mean, I don't know if I've ever been this happy after a win. It's obviously it's just the first game of the year, and we gave up a lot of points, and I could be better in a lot of ways. But you know, we got the win, and we gave our offense a chance. And I guess when you have Josh Allen, you just have to give him a chance, and anything's possible. But I'm in shock right now. That was unbelievable.
Joey Bosa, call it the Josh Allen effect. Amari Cooper last year, I've experienced joy for the first time playing football in a while, right? Something like that, is what he said. And there's Joey Bosa. Bills, of course, off to play the Jets this week. Just talked with Sal. Trey White, really the number one name we're watching to see if he's ready to return, how close he could be to returning. Dorian Strong didn't play poorly in the Baltimore loss. Have some stuff to get to on Thursday Night Football. We'll also mix in some calls here, 803-0550. Your calls. And Thursday Night Football's debut, including a bunch of new graphics on the screen that'll be I'm really eager to see how they look and how they play out. End-of-game stuff, pocket stuff for quarterbacks. Get you that in a minute. Anthony in Toronto is up, though. Anthony, good morning. Hello, Anthony. No? All right. We'll next go to Kevin in Plattsburgh. We'll try to get back to Anthony. Kevin, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. How are you?
Morning, guys. Appreciate your show. Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Love that Joey Bosa quote, too, just like the Cooper quote last year. Yeah, I like that comment, the Josh Allen effect. I'm still buzzing. This is a moment in Buffalo Bills history, and I've been a Bills fan since Joe Ferguson, a long time. What a great time. I couldn't sleep. I was up. We were all tired Monday morning at work. Wow. It was the whole team. I mean, to stick with it when you're getting gashed like that is not an easy thing to do. You know, you played sports, and it's tough to keep that mindset, and they did it. I want to have a little bit of a bone to pick with you, though.
Sure.
On Sal's comment about, a low event game. It's not about that. It's about time of possession. And I got confidence in Brady and Josh. And, it was a little conservative. It seemed like maybe you stretch a couple of stretch plays in the mix, but you know, you're looking at an elite defense. I mean, that D line stops the run. That secondary is as good as any secondary in the league. And so what do you do? It's sort of, a pass to run kind of thing, screen passes, a little bit of short game, burn some clock, keep that offense off the field, you know, all that type of stuff. So I don't, 3-and-out's never good. That's clear. When it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I don't fault that game. I think they came at it smart, and they said we need Lamar on the sideline. And to some extent, it worked. But at the end when they turned that up, just credit to the boys. That was just something else. Josh was absolutely surgical. Everything fell into place. Ed Oliver with that forced fumble, the whole thing, wow, what an amazing time. But I'd like to get your thoughts on that. I think that was a little harsh for Sal with the event. I think he's missing the boat a little. You know, they tried to control clock, and they did have some success.
Well, Kevin, thanks for the phone call. I think trying to control the clock is playing low event. You're talking about having time of possession. Without even saying whether or not it's good or bad, keep the other quarterback off the field is playing low event. The idea being there will be fewer possessions. And that's usually the thing you try to do when you have a great quarterback on the other side. And you're an underdog. Underdogs famously want to do that. Let's keep Peyton Manning off the field. Let's keep Lamar off the field. What will the Browns try to do to the Ravens? Let's make sure we keep them off the field. It's something the Bills tried to do in the playoff game 2 years ago against the Chiefs. We've talked about it a lot. The one thing about it that's odd is you just don't often do that when you have the best quarterback. And that's
right.
That's the balance the Bills often try to strike here. But time of possession, time of possession is, I think, whatever. It's tough to go into a game wanting to win time of possession. Why did Baltimore not have more time of possession? Because Derrick Henry ran the length of the field multiple times.
You get a
37-yard touchdown. Like, you can't have time of possession. Sorry, we're too good at scoring. And the Bills, you know, they had drives against Baltimore last year in the playoffs where it's 11 plays, 50 yards, lots of time of possession. Right. The play to...
The Ravens, by the way, had 7 drives in the second half. Do you know the longest drive they had? And some of these were stops, but also quick touchdowns. 7 drives, the longest of which took 2 minutes and 12 seconds.
Because they were too good at scoring.
Right.
And, I mean, if you want to make the case that...
D.C. sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's bad. That's just going to be a tough case to make for me. I think trying to reverse engineer time of possession, I wouldn't want to be chasing that.
Because
you're walking the line, Joe. If I get first downs, I'm going to increase my time of possession. But if I get touchdowns too quickly, that's bad for time of possession. But they don't give out points based on time of possession. You give out points on points.
Right. If there is a team, though, where it's even debatable that... Because I think playing like that as the Bills against the Jets or the Dolphins or any of these other teams is... It's ridiculous. You have the best quarterback. You're the favorite. You don't play like the underdog. Yeah. You play to go attack them and beat them by 100. But... if there is one team where maybe it's defendable to play that way for them, isn't it Baltimore? Like, you say, like, that's how you play as an underdog. They were an underdog in this game.
They were.
And as great as Josh Allen is, total, look at their two offenses. Who's better? Ravens' offense is better.
Yeah.
I know the Bills won the game, and they scored their 41 points, and their quarterback put on the cape and was unbelievable. It was one of the most fun games ever at the stadium. But Baltimore's offense is better than the Bills' offense. So I wouldn't play that way against the Chiefs at all. I think it's ridiculous to play that way against the Chiefs. I wouldn't play that way against Houston or any of these other teams. I would think about it against Baltimore because I don't feel like I'm going to stop them.
I end up thinking that, I'll just say it again, chasing time of possession is chasing a false idol. It's 2nd and 1 on the second possession. Mm-hmm. 2 handoffs and a punt.
No, I don't like that.
Gets you 2 minutes of time of possession.
Right.
Whereas a play action pass on 2nd and 1, if they get you a touchdown, you get you points.
Like, I wonder, like, what? How do they feel about how that game went? Do they feel like, you know, we got behind not because we didn't score in the first half, but because we had 2 3-and-outs that went for less than 2 minutes. 2 drives that took only 3 minutes like total off the clock. Well, like, I wonder if they would view that as the failure.
At the risk of straw man, you said 2 drives that took less than 2 minutes?
Yeah, 159 and 132.
And Baltimore had how many scoring drives that took less than 2 minutes?
They had a 3-minute scoring drive. They had a 2-minute scoring drive. They had a 2-minute field goal
drive.
Right,
so what hurt them more? It's not 2 minutes of time of possession. It's 2 failed drives.
Right.
And failed drives is something we've kind of talked about a lot. When you're playing up at the top, when you're playing with Baltimore, Kansas City, Buffalo, if the Chiefs and Ravens are playing each other, let's take the Bills out of this.
Yeah.
If I'm going into that game as the offensive coordinator, I'm thinking about one thing, failed drives. Turnovers, punts, they're all the same. The Bills didn't turn the ball over, but you punted twice. If you go into a game with Baltimore and you never turn it over, but you punt 6 times, you can't tell me you made no mistakes. Like, punting 5 times in a game with Josh Allen is making big mistakes. It should almost never happen. So they ultimately got things back on track. But the low event conversation, I feel like, against Baltimore, we had the conversation last year in the playoff game. We had the conversation against the Chiefs 2 years ago. Isn't it why McDermott talks about and the Bills have talked about wanting explosive players and explosive plays?
Yeah.
Because explosive plays, they're not exactly like antithetical to time of possession, but we know some numbers that an explosive play on the drive increases your likelihood of getting a touchdown like threefold because you get the big chunk. Yeah. The Bills are very good at getting the small chunks, and the second half, what they start getting? Bigger chunks.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have good time of possession in the second half? I guess they did because
they went pretty quick, right? Because they had to get rolling. They were down. Yeah. So It is funny, too, because if you do take the Bills out of it, I think the Bills should be different than the Chiefs in this. If the Chiefs and the Ravens play each other like the week before a Bills game in the playoffs, that's how the Chiefs will play them. But I feel like the Chiefs more have to play them that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how they played them in the AFC Championship game a couple years ago, which was long. They went on. Didn't they go on an 18-play touchdown drive in that game? They didn't have many touchdown drives. No, the Chiefs.
Oh, right.
When they beat the Ravens in the AFC Championship game, it was like 17 to 10. Yeah, they had a 16-play, 9-minute touchdown drive. They had a 10-play, 6-minute touchdown drive. They had two punt drives that went over 5 minutes. Like, that's how Kansas City played them. But I think this – I don't think the Bills' weapons are flush and are not, like, the best in the league, but I do think their offense is better than what the Chiefs have been.
And I just think it, time of possession is fine. When your quarterback is Josh Allen, you're chasing other things. I'm never going into a game chasing I want to win time of possession unless I'm running out the clock in the fourth quarter up two scores. I want to get to two. Can we,
got Baltimore in trouble.
Can we compromise there? We'll get up two scores and then run the ball effectively, kill the clock. But if you can't get the first downs, anyway. Tomorrow night on Amazon, just a couple things they've got coming up on the broadcast. They've got a brand new, I guess, analysis point, pocket health. They will use, as part of the Next Gen Stats broadcast, tens of thousands of data points across the offensive line throughout the play to generate dynamic on-screen visuals and statistics that illustrate threat levels and affecting the quarterback's protection in the pocket. Here's why I'm really excited to watch that next week. I mean, be at the game, Bills Dolphins. You might want to go back and watch the highlights because I'm ready to see flashing code red, and then Josh Allen just runs away from it. It might be that you get an illustration of, a normal quarterback would see red, and might be in trouble, whereas Josh Allen just gets away from that.
Yep.
So that's one of the things Amazon's got coming. I'll get you some of the other ones as we go along, like defensive alerts, coverage ID, target zones, a brand new target zone. It's just beautiful. It's going to change. They're doing great work over at Amazon Prime, and if you stream the games there, best analysts, Herb Street and Michaels. Al Michaels back for a 40th season. But best studio show, best graphics, good stuff. All right, if you're on hold, we'll get more of your calls in. 803-0550. Thanks for the phone call. Good stuff on, the Bills trying to find the best version of themselves here. And a win over Baltimore is a pretty good version as they made it work in the end. Jeremy and Joe, Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast at 8:30. Open phone lines for you until then here on WGR.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.